May the word of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? When I was a teenager, I thought that believing in Jesus meant believing the things I had been taught about Jesus. It meant accepting without question the words of the creeds I had learned, the theologies that my church taught me. It meant understanding Jesus the way I had been told to understand Jesus, without question, without doubt, without hesitation. And as I became a teenager, that became increasingly difficult to do. Because like many of us, I had an inquisitive mind and I asked a lot of questions. I found that the plain meaning of Scripture was anything but plain. And I found as I read the Bible that I often came across passages that were confusing, sometimes quite horrible, and sometimes contradictory with other passages of Scripture. And so believing in Jesus became an increasingly complicated thing since I wasn't sure exactly what it was I was being asked to believe. And sometimes what I was being asked to believe felt completely contrary to my own experience of God. When I was asked to read Scripture and believe that Jesus felt men were closer to God than women, so men could be ministers, but women couldn't be, that felt wrong and didn't fit with my understanding of God, and I began to doubt. When I read the stories about healings and miracles, I sometimes wondered what the heck was really going on, and was it really as simple as my Sunday school teachers seemed to think it was. I came to realize that I didn't really know if I believed in Jesus, because I wasn't sure what I believed about Jesus. And that turned passages like today's gospel into absolutely terrifying passages, texts of terror. Because when I read this passage, I didn't read anymore about God's love for the world. I read about how God condemned those who did not believe in Jesus. I read the condemnation and the judgment, and I was terrified that I believed the wrong things about Jesus, and I wouldn't be among the saved. Happily, I eventually realized that that's a very simplistic reading of this gospel. And if there's one thing John's gospel is not, it's simple. In fact, the passage we read today is actually part of a much longer story in John about Nicodemus, who comes to Jesus under cover of darkness to try and figure out who this Jesus guy is, whether he's the real deal, and whether it's worth risking his life and his reputation to follow Jesus. And he asks Jesus some questions, and he can't understand Jesus' answers because he's understanding Jesus only on a simple surface level. And Jesus is offering a complex, multi-layered story that invites him to think more deeply about what it means to be in relationship with God, what it means to believe. So when we read this passage and what we hear is that God loves certain people and God condemns other people, we are probably making the same mistake as Nicodemus, reading only one level of the text and not really paying attention to the whole thing. Because if we are paying attention, we probably notice that Jesus starts out this passage by telling us that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world through him might be saved. God loved the world enough to send his light into the world, not so that he could separate out the people who would believe from the people who did not believe the right things about God, but so that the whole world could experience the light of God and so be saved. What follows is not instruction in a creed. It is not a set of confessions to make. It is not an instruction list about the proper things to believe about Jesus. It is a description about a life that is lived. It is a description about choices that are made. It is about choosing the light or choosing the darkness. John's gospel does not say that Jesus comes into the world and people believe in him, therefore they understand the light and they turn to the light. It says that they longed for the light and so they believed in Jesus. It does not say that they rejected Jesus and therefore were cast into darkness. It says that they chose darkness and so they rejected Jesus. Darkness and light is something that John uses quite often as he remembers Jesus' words. It's a very binary thing. But he also clearly says that Jesus is the light of the world. So if we want to know what it means to choose the light, then we can look at Jesus and see what his life is like. And we find in Jesus, we find forgiveness, we find love, we find self-sacrifice, we find patience, we find welcome for all. If we turn to the light, then these are surely the things that we are seeking. And because it's such a binary metaphor, we can probably safely say that if we turn to the darkness, it's the opposite that we embrace. Selfishness, greed, condemnation of others, a lack of care and concern for those who have come before, for our neighbor. In fact, it might sound a lot like our confession. All of the things we confessed at the beginning of the service. For all of the ways in which we have sinned. Turning from the darkness into light means confessing our sin and seeking the light of God. And John says, if you do that, if you are truly seeking the light of God, then you're going to find Jesus. Because that's what Jesus is. That's who Jesus is. Believing in Jesus is not about affirming the right creed or embracing the right theology or even about saying the right prayer and accepting a personal Savior. It is about seeking the light of God, which is revealed to us in Jesus. It means longing for the light and longing for God, and so hearing the message of Jesus. Because God loved the world and sent Christ into the world not to condemn the world, but in order that everyone who found Jesus would have eternal life, would have a full and abundant life lived in the light of God. Believing in Jesus does not mean that we claim the right creed. It means that we seek to shape our lives according to the teachings and the example of Jesus, and according to the promise of eternal life offered through his death and resurrection and ascension, so that we can reflect the light of God to a world still in darkness. Amen.